MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, February 20, 2025. Marblehead has been ordered to reinstate a former police officer, and the Gloucester District Court has reopened. Overcast, upper 20s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 4:46 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, a state arbitrator has ordered the town of Marblehead to reinstate a police officer who had been suspended since 2021 to his position with restored back pay and benefits after determining the town did not have just cause to terminate his employment. Christopher Gallo, who has worked for the Marblehead Police Department for 27 years, had been placed on paid administrative leave pending his appeal of two separate suspensions for alleged misconduct. State arbitrator Mary Ellen Shea, in a decision issued February 12, criticized the department and the town's investigations into the alleged instances of misconduct. She argued the department violated its own internal affairs guidelines by waiting some 9 months after one incident, refusing to grant hearings for almost 3 years, repeatedly including allegations against Gallo that had been previously determined to be false, and not properly assessing the credibility of an informant who may have been acting out of personal revenge. Gloucester Times reporter Ethan Foreman is writing that Gloucester District Court is once again in session at the police station and courthouse complex on Main Street. It has reopened after a roughly 18-month, $19.3 million soup-to-nuts interior renovation that included new windows and HVAC system for the more than 50-year-old brick courthouse and police station. The building was also made ADA compliant. The Gloucester Police Department, located on the first two floors, first moved upstairs and used the courthouse as swing space until renovations to its headquarters, including a new detention facility and booking area, lobby, a dedicated female locker room, dispatch area, roll call room, offices, and other areas were completed. Police moved back in July of 2024. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Jim Sullivan writes in the Newburyport Daily News, after seeing his capital improvement plan fail to pass the Newburyport City Council by only one vote last year, Mayor Sean Reardon has been working with his department heads to offer a different type of document to the board this spring. By separating capital projects from the annual requests for new vehicles and equipment, Reardon said he's hoping he can gain the City Council's approval just like he did in 2022 and 2023. Zach Laird's writing on itemlive.com, the Swampscott Police Department has unveiled a new badge that officers are wearing in honor of Black History Month and Martin Luther King Jr.'s lasting impact. Created by Swampscott High School student A.J. Donald, the badge features a vibrant image of Martin Luther King Jr. along with the date of the very first Juneteenth, that was June 19, 1865, and Juneteenth's colors, red, green, and yellow. Captain Joe Cable sat down on Wednesday afternoon to explain the background of the new patch and its significance in today's world. He's quoted as saying, "It has been an emerging trend to have patches that honor certain things." He cited previous patches the department has worn, like the Autism Awareness Patch. And Matt Petrie writes in the Newburyport Daily News, recently named Massachusetts Secondary Schools Athletic Directors Association District 5 Athletic Director of the Year, Glenn Guerin of Amesbury said the award reflects more on the entirety of Amesbury High School than it does on him individually. For over 50 years, the MSSADA has supported and been dedicated to improving the quality of high school athletic programs in Massachusetts. The Athletic Director of the Year award is presented annually to an athletics administrator from each of the nine athletic districts who has displayed outstanding leadership and meritorious achievement in interscholastic administration at the local, district, and state levels. And the Celtics return to action tonight in Philadelphia against the 76ers. Bruins off until Saturday. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.